Happy Wednesday. This is our podcast, for Future Rich Podcast. This is our short form. We do an Instagram live on Wednesday where we can, supposed to be Wine Wednesday, but I am still in the office, so I have no wine here. But for those of you joining or for those of you listening to the audio, this is Future Rich's podcast, Wine Wednesday, and we talk about various topics on Wine Wednesday to give you kind of a deeper dive on various topics and some education around those topics. So for today, I thought it would be great to talk about Roth IRAs, but there's multiple types of Roth, actually. So what I wanted to talk about today was not your regular Roth IRA that you contribute to, but how to leverage Roth dollars inside of your 401k. And so this concept is going to be probably most relevant for those that have a 401k through their employer, and also those that are making too much money to do a Roth IRA. And then just to make it a little bit more complicated, I think the strategy works best when you've already maxed out your pre-tax option. So to give you a quick breakdown with a 401k, you typically have a pre-tax and then a Roth option. And so what we're going to chat about very briefly is a more complicated strategy called the backdoor Roth, is what most people refer to it. You can call it whatever you'd like to call it, though. And so when you're talking about a 401k, it is underneath the IRS as a defined contribution plan. And a defined contribution plan allows for a total of $58,000. That's the total dollar limit for that specific type of plan. And so the way this strategy works, and I might actually draw it out for you and show you because it might make it simpler. But if you think about it as a bucket of money, the total in your bucket is a 401k. The total dollars allowed in that bucket for the year 2021 is going to be $58,000. So that's the cap, nothing more than $58,000. And so the way that breaks down is you get to do your employee contribution, and the employee contribution, will just say you're under 50, is $19,500 for the year, and that's the employee, meaning the money that comes out of your paycheck and you contribute. Then from there, you hopefully have an employer match, right? And so let's just say, what do we think your employer match would be? Well, let's say, we'll just say they're not that generous and they give you $500. So you get $500 for the year from your employer. And so that brings you up to total dollars inside of your 401k of $20,000, right? Because we have your employee, which is your contribution, your employer who's not generous and gives you $500. So then if you think about it, the 401k underneath the IRS rules for 2021 allows $58,000. So total dollars currently, if you've maxed out your, we'll just say you're doing your pre-tax employer contribution and your cheap employee contribution, and your cheap employer gave you $500. So total for the year, you're only gonna have $20,000. Well, that leaves $38,000 is your difference, right? Till we have reached the threshold of $58,000. So I'm just gonna turn this around and hopefully you can see that all. So right here, we have the total amount that's allowed in the plan, which is $58,000. You have your employee down here. You did $19,500. Your employer, say ER, is cheap. They gave you $500. So you have $20,000. We have a gap of $38,000 before we get to $58,000. And so that is where you find out whether or not your work plan, your 401k, allows what's called a non-deductible contribution. And what that means is you're going to be putting money in from your paycheck. And so let's just say you don't want to do the full $20,000, but you want to do $10,000, or we'll say $12,000, $1,000 a month. So then you say to your work plan, I want to put $1,000 a month into my 401k from my paycheck. Now you don't get any tax benefit on it, and it doesn't go into the Roth option, right? Because you've already used $19,500, and that would have been the pre-tax or the Roth. So you put this in as an after-tax contribution, most commonly known as a non-deductible contribution. Once it goes in there, then you have to then ask a secondary question to your 401k provider, but can you do an in-plan conversion where they convert the non-deductible dollar into a Roth? And that's the magic trick. The hard part is finding a, first of all, you want to make sure that this makes sense for you and you want to consult a financial advisor or consult a tax professional. But generally speaking, this is usually a strategy that you use for a situation where you are making too much money to contribute to a Roth IRA outside of work. You are maxing out your 401k, so you are taking full advantage if you're under 50 of the $19,500 employee contribution. And then from there, you have extra money that you would like to save for your retirement. So those are the things that I would look for to see if this is a strategy you should investigate. And then if that is the case, then you want to find out if your work plan allows it. Not all work plans have this as an option. So, and often when you get that booklet from HR about what's available and what's not available, it's not always listed. And if it is, it might not be obvious to you how to take advantage of it or what it it's not always very clear. So I always think it's best to call your 401k provider and then ask these questions. Do you offer non-deductible contributions to my work plan so that I can take advantage of the overall defined contribution limit of $58,000? And if they say yes, you can put, they might say non-deductible, they might say non-qualified, however they word it, into the 401k. You then need to ask that follow-up question, which is, do you offer in-plan Roth conversions? And then that, my friend, is the trick, because let's just say in this example we have, we're going to put another $10,000 in non-deductible because the plan offers it, and do an immediate in-plan conversion. So then at the end of the year, you would have gotten $19,500 into the pre-tax option. You would have done the non-deductible for $10,000, immediately converted into a Roth. So at the end of the year, you would have $19,500 that you put into the pre-tax. You would have had $10,000 that went into the Roth, and then your employer's almost always is going to be a pre-tax, and that would have been that $500. So we have a question. So one of the questions is suggested options for entrepreneurs who have their own small business. So we are going to do a separate one. Entrepreneurs, we have other options. It depends on where you are in your stage of entrepreneurship. So if you want to DM me, we can talk a little bit more about that. But generally, the options for entrepreneurs starting out would be doing either a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, a SEP IRA, or a simple IRA. Those are the most common ones that I see for entrepreneurs. And then depending as you move up with your business and depending on the income, then you can get, you can go even farther down the line and do a 401k. Either you can do a defined contribution or you can do a defined benefit plan depending on your income and staffing for that business. But I would say if you're starting out as an entrepreneur, look at the traditional IRA, Roth IRA, graduate from there to a SEP or a simple, and then from there you would graduate to a defined contribution, defined benefit plan. But back to the back door. So the back, that's what is considered a backdoor Roth. And if this is you, if you have are not eligible for Roth IRA outside of your 401k because you make too much money, you have a 401k at work that you're already maxing out your full employee benefit, or contribution, you then would like, I think the best next step is to investigate, does your 401k allow for you to maximize the total allowable dollars in that 401k? So are you allowed to do that non-deductible contribution and an in-plan Roth conversion? So I hope this is helpful. This is something that comes up a lot. A lot of people read about it. It is a more complicated strategy. You want to make sure that you do it correctly. There are some nuances about how that money needs to be invested. If it's not an immediate conversion, there are some major booby traps there with tax ramifications. So I would absolutely consult a financial advisor or a tax professional before doing this. And there are many backdoor Roths. This is, I think, called a mega backdoor Roth. There are many backdoor Roths, but we'll save that for next time. So thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful. As always, the most up-to-date information is here on Instagram. And if you have any specific topics you'd like to see covered during our Instagram lives on Wednesdays, please let us know. But thank you for joining. I hope you all have a wonderful Wednesday, and I hope that you're having wine, unlike me, because I'm still at the office. All right. Bye.